Well, good morning, everyone. It is so good to see you all today. Welcome to our online church community. If you are new here today, my name is Wes, and I have the privilege and honor of serving Belmont as an elder, and I will be bringing the message to you today. Is anyone excited to hear God's word today? Oh, that's right. Turn to the person next to you and say, I am excited to hear God's word. If you're joining us online, jump on over in that chat, shout somebody out and say, I am excited to hear God's word today. For all of my first timers, we are continuing in our study on Acts, and we'll be looking at Acts chapter 8 today. Acts is known as the second volume of the good news of Jesus or the gospel. The book of Acts reminds us that despite modern challenges, the church, you and I, can still be alive and well. And we do have some challenges right now, amen? Anybody got some challenges right now? I think it's safe to say that all of us are feeling persecuted to some degree during these crazy times. We all need encouragement, and my prayer for each of you today is that you will be challenged, that you will find freedom, and that ultimately you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit through the prayers and message brought forth. So I have a question. Has anyone ever heard the saying, bad news travels fast and good news takes the scenic route? Anybody ever heard that? We got like two people. Well, if you haven't heard it, or if you have, that's actually the title of today's message. So if you're taking notes, the title of today's message is bad news travels fast and good news takes the scenic route. So what's the bad news? Good question, Ed. The bad news is last week, Pastor John took us through Acts chapter 7, where we found out that Stephen just got stoned to death. And there's a great persecution that is breaking out against the church in Jerusalem. This bad news is traveling fast, right? I mean, it's traveling so fast that everyone minus the apostles are being scattered. They're having to leave their homes, their towns. They're out in Judea and Samaria. And Saul, anybody know who Saul is? You may know him as Paul. This is when he really gets on the scene. And so Paul is starting to persecute the church. I mean, he's throwing men and women in prison. It's a really crazy time. So with all the bad news, what's the good news? We got to have some good news. Well, the good news is those who had been scattered are still preaching God's word. And the interesting thing is they're now preaching God's word to all kinds of people. So people of different races, people of different colors, people of different backgrounds. So much so that a sorcerer named Simon actually hears the good news about Jesus and gets baptized. I mean, even an Ethiopian eunuch, he hears the good news about Jesus and asks to be baptized. But it takes some time to get to these folks, right? Here's where our scenic journey comes in. As we're going to see, the Holy Spirit is going to take Philip on a scenic journey that allows him to spread the good news to everyone. The gospel is being spread throughout the nations. Join me as I pray this morning. Let's pray for the message. Let's pray for our hearts and minds to be softened. Let's pray that God's Holy Spirit empowers us during this time. And let's pray that the rain will hold up. All right? So bow your heads with me. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the rain. Thank you for this opportunity to come together just to share in your word, to hear a message about you, Father God. Lord, I ask that our hearts and minds be softened, that you'll move me out of the way, and that this message will resonate with everyone who hears my voice right now. That we will leave this place not the same as when we came, but we will leave different, feeling empowered, feeling joyous, feeling on high because we have heard your good news. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone here. I pray for their families. I pray for everyone who does feel persecuted, whose life may be a little troublesome right now. Lord, we need you. I need you. We trust you. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the church said, amen. So the purpose of Acts shows us how the early church expanded from a Jewish sect to a worldwide movement. Our key verse actually comes from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, which says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We'll actually be picking up in chapter 8, which starts off Philip's scenic journey beyond Judea and Samaria, where we see the gospel being extended to the Samaritans. And the Samaritans are half Jew and half some other nationality. The next stop on this scenic journey brings Philip to Simon the sorcerer. Now, this dude, he actually was so on high for Jesus, he thought he could purchase the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit with money, right? But he got rebuked by the apostles. And lastly, we'll see at the direction of the Holy Spirit, Philip's scenic journey then leads him to a court official for the Queen of Ethiopia, where Philip has the opportunity to deliver the good news of Jesus. So at this point, we're going to pick up this scenic journey in verse 26, which details the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Y'all look like y'all need some good news this morning. I don't see too many people smiling. If you're online, I can't see you, but you better be smiling. Anybody need some good news this morning? All right, I got some good news. Here's the good news. I only have 1 point this morning. This is a new precedent. I don't know if this has ever been done at Belmont. Churches around the world are giving you all 3 points this morning. Guess what? I only have 1 point, and it's simply this. Be obedient, share the good news. Turn to your neighbor and say, be obedient, share the good news. If you're joining us online, jump in that chat. Tell somebody in the chat, be obedient, share the good news. If you have your Bibles or your Bible apps, I invite you to follow along as I begin reading from Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he, Philip, started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury for Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. And some of your versions may say Kandake, which just means queen of the Ethiopians. So who exactly is this guy? Good question, Ev. Great question. Well, as we just read, this particular man had great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. The word eunuch typically indicates a man that has been castrated or emasculated early in life and is employed as a high-ranking political figure or a military figure. In our case, this was a treasurer or a royal servant. We also know as a eunuch, he wouldn't have been able to come into the temple to fellowship and worship with other believers. This was a huge no-no in the back of the day, so he had to stay on the outskirts. Let's continue on in verse 27. The man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. So Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Turn to the person next to you and say, be obedient and share the good news. Now, if you're like me, you're probably thinking, why would a foreigner, I mean, somebody from another region who's probably practicing another religion, why would he come all the way to Jerusalem to worship? Especially if we just know he can't even come into the temple to worship Jesus. And maybe even a better question is, how did he get a scroll of Isaiah? Y'all know they had scrolls back then. They didn't have books. So this guy has an actual scroll of Isaiah. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. This guy was basically a boss, all right? So simply put, this is the man, all right? The Ethiopian eunuch was curious about Jesus and likely had access to a scroll due to his position under the queen. And one thing I want you guys to take note of right now, if you're taking notes, this is a great note to write down. Take note of how the Holy Spirit is constantly leading Philip. As believers, it's important for us to constantly pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, especially when we feel persecuted. Amen? especially as it pertains to opportunities to share the good news of Jesus. Let's continue. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. Verse 31. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he, the Ethiopian eunuch, invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Verse 34, the eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about? Is he talking about himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Be obedient," and what? Oh, we got about five people got that. I only gave y'all one point. That's all you had to remember this morning. Be obedient and what? Share the good news. That's right. That's right. Isaiah's prophecy on this scroll offered an opening for Philip to present the good news about the suffering servant, Jesus. God had already prepared the Ethiopian's heart, and he quickly accepted the truth of the gospel, and as we'll soon see, asked to be baptized. So if you ever wonder, why does Wes, when he prays, ask for our hearts and minds to be softened? Or if you hear pastors and they ask for our hearts and minds to be softened, this is why, so that when we hear the truth of God's word, we can accept it, and that hopefully we can even go further with it. Verse 36, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized them. Now, we want to pause the journey for a minute, because I want to try to paint a picture, all right? I want y'all to imagine this. We're all sitting here. Let's just imagine for a moment that a 2020 Cadillac pulls up into the parking lot right now. Everybody's head would turn that way. If you're online, maybe that 2020 Cadillac pulls up in your driveway. The windows are down. You see somebody in the back seat recline. Now, he doesn't have a scroll. He's probably actually got a book, or maybe he's listening to his Bible app. But he's got a couple people with him. He's got his driver up front. And you walk outside. You want to see what's going on. And you hear he's reading Isaiah the prophet. So you're like, "Hey, excuse me, sir, do you understand what you're reading?" And he's like, "Well, how can I understand unless somebody explains it to me?" So you're like, "This is an opportunity to share the good news about Jesus. It's my time. It's your time." So you're like, "Hey, I got you, bro. I got you." The guy's like, "Hey, jump on in my ride. I got an extra seat here in the back of the Cadillac. Let's take a little trip." So I imagine they're on a desert road, so there's nowhere to stop, all right? Anybody ever took a trip on a long back road and there ain't nowhere to stop? Yeah, that's right. And it's especially when it's dark, you don't see no signs. But all of a sudden, they see a watering hole, right? Anybody ever been on a back road and you finally see that sign that says Sheets 5 miles away and you get excited? "Mom, Dad, pull the car over. We got to stop." This is how I imagine the Ethiopian eunuch right now. He's like, "Look, you gave it to me straight. I'm ready for Jesus and more. There's some water. We're stopping. We're getting baptized right now." Verse 39. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus, which is another stop on his scenic journey, and traveled about preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus, in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Philip's scenic journey led him to spread the good news about Jesus throughout the entire coastal region. So let me ask you this morning, how has your witnessing been lately? If I came up after the service and I asked you, Or maybe I found you on social media and I asked you, who have you been witnessing to lately? Would you be able to name someone? I mean, sure, there's COVID. We're dealing with the pandemic right now. Yes, there's racism and injustice going on in our world. Yes, some of us are having trouble on our jobs. Some of us are facing persecution from family and friends because of what we believe or our actions. Some of us in the Black community feel tired and exhausted because of the constant narrative we see on TV and hear from the media. Some of you may even be in a depressed state just because of how life is going right now. The list goes on and on and on. We see from this story that Philip did not use the fact that the church was being persecuted as an excuse to stop spreading the gospel. You know, Philip didn't say, hey, look, my boy Stephen, he just got stoned last week, and so I'm going to just be chilling in the house, all right? You know, y'all got this. Y'all go ahead, spread the gospel to the nations. When the pandemic, when everything calms down and people stop being persecuted, then, you know, I'll come out and tell y'all about Jesus. No, he didn't say that. Philip was praying for the Holy Spirit's guidance during this time, and so should we, so should you, so should I. The Bible tells us Philip ran to go tell someone about Jesus. You know, I've heard a lot of people ask, you know, where is God in all this mess going on around our world? I'm here to remind us that God is present, amen, and we must understand that God can use persecution for his own purposes. You may not like it. We may not like it. It may be uncomfortable, but as we see in these passages, the persecution was used to spread the gospel. It moved people into areas they wouldn't have been otherwise. If you think about the conversations that are taking place right now, I wonder, would they be taking place if not for the pandemic or for the persecution that is going on? It's during this time the gospel gets spread to the nations, to people who aren't Jewish. The Bible tells us that the gospel is being spread to people who don't look the same, who are of a different color, who are of a different background. Why? Because they're searching for good news. I've been sitting here today to encourage each of you to be obedient and share the good news, no matter what hand life is dealing you. You know, I'm actually reminded right now of the Great Commission. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. Now check this out. Jesus didn't say, therefore go and make disciples of all nations unless there's a pandemic. Jesus didn't say, therefore go and make disciples of all nations unless you're being persecuted. Jesus didn't say, go and make disciples of all nations unless you're not feeling good about life. If life has you feeling down and out right now, you know what? Just stay at home. You don't need to share the gospel. It's not important. No. Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And what? And surely I'm with you always. Jesus is with us always to the very end of the age. Are you being obedient and spreading the good news? Perhaps some of you this morning are like the Ethiopian. Maybe you're here and you're just curious about Jesus. Maybe you just want to know, well, Wes, what is this good news you keep talking about? Well, I'm going to give it to you simply. God created you, God created me in his image. Unfortunately, we all live in a fallen world and are sinners. Jesus was sent to this earth to die for my sins, to die for your sins, and rise again. If you repent of your sin, believe in Jesus, you will have access to everlasting life. Your eyes will be open to understanding how Jesus is bigger than all of our challenges. He's bigger than any persecution you may be facing. And you can experience absolute joy wrapped up in the Savior of the entire world. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity this morning to hear the good news about you. Lord, I just pray for anyone right now who may be thinking about that question. Who have they been witnessing to lately? Lord, I'll be honest. I was convicted as I was studying for this message, as I was preparing, I was convicted myself. So that anyone who's feeling that way this morning is not alone. I had to pray about, hey, who is Wes witnessing to? Who am I sharing the good news about Jesus with right now? With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I just want to ask, if you're like me this morning, you'll say, hey, Wes, you know what? I realize I haven't been being obedient. I realize God has given me some opportunities to share the good news of Jesus, and I've passed it by. If that's you this morning, if you're like me and you'd say, Wes, hey, I need prayer to help me be obedient and share the good news, just slip your hand up real quick. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. If you're like the Ethiopian eunuch this morning, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, and you'd say, hey, Wes, look, I really don't even know about Jesus. I'm here. I'm just trying to find out who Jesus is and how can I have a relationship with him? If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up real quick. Don't let the moment pass by. Slip your hand up for me and just say, thank you. Thank you. Just say, hey, be real, be honest. I just want to know more about Jesus. Great. Well, Father God, I pray for everyone who raised their hand, for those who need help being obedient this week and as we go forward sharing the good news about Jesus. Help us to remember the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Help us to hold true to what we just read and heard in your word. Father God, maybe even more importantly, I pray for those who lifted their hands this morning and said, hey, you know what? I just want to know more about Jesus. I'm like the Ethiopian eunuch. I'm reading my Bible. I don't quite understand. And I just need someone to come to me and tell me the truth about what's going on. Lord, I pray for them. I pray for their hearts and their minds right now. I pray that you would just rest on them. Even in this moment, send your Holy Spirit on them mightily so that they would know you are real, you are present, and you are here. That you are the ruler and author of their life, of my life, and you have control over any situation that is presented in this world. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for this opportunity and for this time together. And it's in Jesus' mighty, mighty name I pray. And the church said, amen, amen. Hey, got to remember, be obedient and what? All right, y'all have a good week.